we will be able to coin a phrase for that particular transaction when we have the full details of what it is. There has been various descriptions of the deal. Government itself has not been very consistent in terms of how it describes it. I recall when the vice president returned from China, he described it as leveraging our bauxite. Currently, the government says it's a joint venture. Now, let's try to unpack what a joint venture is. In every joint venture, you need to have an equity ratio. So, for instance, the question we would want to ask is, what is the Chinese equity in this joint venture? I guess that would be the 10 billion component that we are being told of, which is going directly to both sides deal. Now, if the Chinese are bringing in X amount, what amount is the government of Ghana bringing in? And that would establish the ratio. We are not told yet what the government of Ghana is bringing in terms of equity, but we are told that the government of Ghana would be submitting its bauxite. Bauxite is not the same as cash. At the inception of the project, you need to make cash investment. So if the government of Ghana is not putting in any cash, what it means is that the government of Ghana will be carried by the Chinese. Being carried by the Chinese means that all cash expenses that will need to be made by Ghana will be made on behalf of Ghana by the Chinese. And then when we get into the production phase, the Chinese will pay themselves back with the bauxite as they produce them. And so whatever bauxite is extracted, the initial quantity will go to pay the Chinese with interest. And so those kinds of arrangements are also described as credit facility or a loan arrangement. Because government doesn't have the money now, the Chinese are providing the money, they will eventually take the money back, and nobody will actually make expenses on your behalf without taking interest. And so though we are not going to pay the interest in monetary terms, we may end up paying with bauxite. And that, for me, is a loan transaction. My particular worry about these kinds of arrangements, and let me say that it is a new Chinese strategy. It's natural resource for infrastructure type of development aid. And the problem with it is that it topples the laid down procedure for acquiring natural resource contracts in our country, because there are processes such as going through with an application to the Minerals Commission based on the Minerals Commission's advice to the minister. The minister grants a license, and then you go into initial exploratory phase and then go into production. And as you produce, currently the fiscal regime dictates that we'll have a 10% carried interest. Not the entire interest is carried, but just 10% interest carried, 5% royalty, 35% corporate income tax, plus ground rent, and also corporate social responsibility expenditures.
Dr. Mantiao said it's important for Ghanaians to know what the government is submitting as equity in the joint venture and what it seeks to gain.
I asked myself, why would the Chinese, if they want the bauxite, not go through this due process? Is it a case that they may not get good returns on their investment if they did that? And so they are attaching, or because government has indicated a certain level of desperation, they are making access to our bauxite as a condition for granting our request. These are issues we need to be mindful of. And again, in the design of the final loan agreement, I think my major concern that I wish the government takes into account will be the potential to lose out on local content opportunity. Because all over the world where the Chinese have done something similar, they always ensure that all the logistical inputs into the project, sometimes and a lot of the times including labor, are imported from China. Again, they also make sure that there is no value addition to the mineral in country.
Dr. Steve Mantiao is the campaign coordinator of ICEDEC.